Welcome to the Salty Seekers, where you can hang out with friends and talk about all areas of spirituality and the metaphysical while knowing you don't have to be pure love and light to do it.
Well, hello, and welcome back to the Salty Seekers. This week, we'll be talking about keeping up with the spiritual Joneses, which is much like the other Joneses. So how are you doing today, V?
I'm good. I don't know. I'm a little out of sorts because I've been purposely and accidentally falling into some TV shows that are like so heavy and like sad. And I've been trying to like pull myself out, but
we did a whole podcast on how that can lower your vibes.
Yeah. Well, only one of them I did on purpose. The other ones just kind of, they weren't on purpose, but there I was. So the last 24 hours or so, I've spent a lot of time crying and grief stricken and none of it's mine. Were you able to feel it? Because I said something yesterday about the show I was watching and I'm like, I'm so sad. And you said, I know. And I'm like, is he able to feel my energy or is he just sympathizing with me?
Sympathizing, probably.
I was like, sorry, dude. I didn't mean to like pull your vibes down
between
too.
Us. No, that has happened between us. But I think I was more sympathizing at that moment.
Yeah.
There was that one particular day you were telling me about some emotions you had around an event and later on, you're like, you were acting weird. I didn't know where it came from. It just, blah.
Sorry.
I have part of a stroke.
For those of you who might watch the show, I was watching Handmaid's Tale, season 6, episode 9. If you know, you know. I won't put spoilers out there, but like, I'm going to be dealing with that for a long time. And it's so funny that it's just a character. It's just a show. But yet it's not. And it's funny how this is a good representation, too, about how perception is reality and how it's all real if you believe it's real and how you can create your own reality if you just believe it. Things like that. Because, I mean, certain shows that you watch and everything, you get connected to the storylines and you get connected to the characters and they're just like real people. And like if something happens to them, you can go through a huge grieving process over these characters, or if they're celebrating, you celebrate with them. So anyways, that's my story the last few days. And if you know and you've seen the episode, show me some support in the comments. But that's why I have no makeup on or anything, because I was up there bawling my eyes out. And I'm like, I'm not going to go put makeup on just to like cry it back off and leave it all streaky. So anyways.
Need to watch something uplifting.
I do. Well, this is going to fill my cup. Anytime I have some kind of interaction or a conversation or something, it pulls me out of it. And I'm sure my guides will help me clear my energy and balance my chakras and all the things. So we're good. So keeping up with the spiritual Joneses.
I'm not keeping up with that. That's for sure. I don't want that energy.
You don't think you are? I think you are.
No. I don't want that energy of you crying over the character. I don't want that.
You don't want it? You don't? Have you never had a show or a movie or anything where you get...
No. There's some shows that you definitely get attached to characters, or it can get you right in the feels when, a particular moment. I'm not seeking it out. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
But I have, I've been there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't say I wasn't seeking it out because I've been waiting for this episode. I think we all have. It's the second to the last episode of like the last 9 years. I think they've been filming for 9 years. But anyways, it's next week is the final episode ever. And so like everything is coming to a crescendo and you're just watching it with bated breath like, hey. So the other thing that I saw was Sister Wives. Do you ever watch Sister Wives? It's a reality show about the polygamous family.
Tidbits. It just doesn't pique my curiosity.
Well, I'll watch anything. If they're like, here's two goats on the side of a mountain eating some grass, I'm like, oh my God, I got to see that. If they're like, we're going to film a reality show about a guy who lives in the woods and fixes washing machines, I'm like, oh my God, what time? I watch it. Like,
probably one of my cousins.
Maybe one of mine. But I watch anything and I tend to get invested in the stories of these people. And so Sister Wives has been on for a long time. I want to say, I mean, they do more than one season a year, I think, but I think they're on season 20. But anyways, their son met a tragic end, and I just turned it on. I'm like, oh, what's Sister Wives doing? I haven't seen them for a few weeks. It was all a tribute to him and his funeral, and I was just like, so Yeah, that was not intentional. I did not seek that out. But sometimes you just kind of wander in and fall into it. And like you said, I don't want to keep up with that. I don't want to feel the grief just for the sake of feeling the grief.
You know, I had that whole series, about a month ago, where I went through the cheaters TikTok rabbit hole.
The messy talk, yeah.
Yeah,
all which I am here for it.
People. That definitely brought me down. But it's like, damn, it's the people.
I can only take it in small doses.
Everybody's had bad experiences, but some of these stories, you're like, man, that takes it to a different level.
Yes, some of the things, I mean, it doesn't necessarily make me sad. It leaves me like, oh, man, they did what?
You're taking notes like, avoid this kind of person. If they say this, question everything.
I've taken notes on like how they found out, you know, like they did this in their phone, they did that. And I'm like, okay. Note to self. Hopefully I would never need that again. But yeah, I love that kind of stuff, but I can only take it in very small doses. And then I have to not have it for a long time because it will affect you seriously. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
It's a shadow. And what I mean by that is you start watching this and then you start seeing those things around you. You know, it goes back to you'll find what you're looking for. If you really start looking for it, it's going to be there.
Even if it's not there. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's it. I was going to say, even if it's not already there, you focus hard enough, it's coming.
If you believe there's boogeymen there and you keep looking hard enough, you're going to find something.
If you look hard enough for betrayal, you're going to manifest some betrayal. You'll find it somewhere. Yeah, that's another reason that I had decided to stay single for a while, because after I was cheated on, that leaves a residue. What were you going
to
laugh about?
I, too, chose to be single with my birth control face.
Boy, if you don't stop, you have a very gorgeous face.
Hey, go back to your residue.
Uh-huh. What was I going to say? I don't even remember what I was saying now.
Anyway,
I got it.
Back to the keeping up with...
Oh, well, no, this is part of it. Like, after feeling very betrayed, right, being cheated on with someone that you chose, and like, I honestly believe that Fred would never do something like that. Like, other people, you know, they're kind of shitty human beings. And like, if they do something shitty, it's like bummer, but it doesn't really surprise you. I was shooketh. I mean, it shook me to my core that Fred did that to me. Anyways, the residue of that betrayal has lingered. That was almost 5 years ago that part happened. It's healed quite a bit, but I could still feel it there. And so I'm suspicious, I'm expecting men to betray me because that's what men do. I'm not saying they do, but that's the shadow that's lingering, that it's on me. And so if I'm looking for it and expecting it, it will happen.
That's not 100% universal, because I'm expecting the lottery.
But until I do the work to heal myself, I think it's probably healthier to just stay in my bubble.
Share your toxicity.
Yeah. And I don't think I would purposely share my toxicity.
But it would come out.
It would come out because I would, you know, if you like are really late from work, I'd be like, are we okay? Like, is something wrong? You know, I would always.
Who did you buy those crystals for? I mean, you know, it comes out.
That was just curiosity. Yeah, it was just curiosity. Do you want me to be jealous?
We're pointing out toxicities.
Uh-huh, because then you started, like, you're like, I bought a bunch of rose quartz and left them on this lady's desk. And I'm like, is he trying to make me jealous? Why would you
She sent me a judicial love letter that says restraint.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, ooh, playing hard to get.
You're funny. Keeping up with Spiritual Joneses, you know, I find this a lot. Since I've started this channel, not for myself, but like I get a lot of messages. I get a lot of comments. We deal with it here on our show because Jay's always like, and it's a joke now. But at first, you know, I mean, you say that often, and I kind of wish that I felt like you. I wish I knew what that was like. And I say that about your gifts. I wish I knew what it was like to see those things or to hear that clearly. We all are guilty of this at some points. And I think it's just a natural human condition to think that what you have is lacking in some way compared to other people's, what they have. I want to talk today about how you just can't live like that. I know you had a lot of good things to say on this topic.
Yes. about clairsentience. No, but seriously, though, in the beginning, it is just not spirituality. I mean, this happens in everyday life, but we're going to venture off into spirituality. So when I first started my journey, I finally started embracing some of the weirdness that was happening around me. And then, you know, you start reading these books and then you start watching these YouTube channels. You go, you know, read these blogs and you hear all these wonderful things about, I'm talking to this spirit, or I can see this, or I hear that. And you're like, I'm not hearing anything. Or I'm not seeing anything. And this is my experience. So I started going down these rabbit holes. So all the self-help books, you know, I'm trying to book appointments with this psychic, this medium, get this reading, anything I can do to try to figure out how to get myself where someone else is. You know, I'm wasting a lot of money. I'm stressing myself. I'm trying to label everything. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, where do I fit in on this? And so ultimately, it's a waste of my money. It's a waste of my time, because we're all on our own individual paths, and we're all where you're supposed to be in your development. Just keep, you know, going along with it. And so you're trying to keep up with someone that may have, hey, maybe their spiritual journey kicked off 20 years ago and yours kicked off a month ago. It's not going to work.
Right.
Okay. So you have those people that they'll tell you the seven steps to your spiritual awakening, or however many, I don't know. And it's, this could take 2 or 3 years. I'm like, I don't want to wait 2 or 3 years, but just be patient. You go through it as you're supposed to go through it. You see things as you're supposed to see and hear them. So, you know, you got to show yourself grace, show yourself love, stop trying to keep up with everybody. And I like joking with V about the clairsentience. I do feel things, but it's not to her degree. I don't get the bliss or, you know, she talks about, and maybe one day I will. Kind of like my analogy earlier, I'm many years behind. You know, she started somewhere in the mid-1900s. I just kicked off recently, so.
You know, I love the way you talk about how I'm so much older than you. I'm not.
Well, you mean, I'm never only said a couple so years much older.
Yeah, you're like just, mid-1900s.
It was a different era.
Yeah. And when you were born, it was like 5 minutes ago.
No, my actions prove that.
Oh, God. But yeah, you're right. You know, everybody has this FOMO about, they want something someone else is going to have, or am I missing out on something special in my journey if I don't have exactly what those people had? And how do I get it faster and just as much, if not more? And they're always looking for the easy button. They're always looking for something quick and easy. Yeah, it's just not like that. And you can't live like that, because then you're also, as we said before, you're manifesting your own reality, because you're in this lack mentality of, it's never going to happen. Why isn't it happening? And the universe is like, you want it to take forever? Okay, got it. You're welcome.
Yeah.
And so you just have to find peace in the moment where you are. That's really the only thing that's true. It's the only thing that's real, the current moment where you are. And I get really frustrated with other teachers who are so adamant that, like, don't let anybody tell you that not everybody has access to all their gifts. It is our natural state to have all the gifts. And I'm like, well, that may be true, but we're not in our natural state, boo-boo. We're in this human flesh. And no, not everybody's contract and everybody's plight is to have access to all their gifts in this lifetime. It's just not. And you may experience some more than others. You may experience some less than others. You may experience none ever. And exactly where you are is exactly where you're supposed to be. Would it be so much fun and be cooler? That meme, like, be a lot cooler if you did. What show is that? What movie is that from?
It's the Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused, yes. I mean, you say that you have a contract where you want to experience what it's like to go through life with no access to any of your gifts, not really being able to have a close connection to the divine. Like, this is your contract. This is the experience your soul signed up to have in this lifetime. You can't have access to your gifts, you know, and no matter how you try, it probably won't develop. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Some people come on with them on full blast.
Don't try to keep up with that.
Yeah. I don't want to keep
up
with
that. You might say that sounds fun, but when you start hearing some of their stories, no, it doesn't sound fun.
Yeah.
You're 4 years old and you're seeing things that would scare a grown person.
Yeah. Two of my girls have massive gifts, and they do everything in their power to shut them down. Like, they won't meditate. They've gone back to the church. They they deny that their gifts even exist. They want nothing to do with it because they have seen so much.
Mother.
They've seen so much scary stuff. Yeah. And they tell me some of the things that they've seen and I'm like, oh. And you can't save them from it. You know, they can lessen it a little bit, but especially like when you're preteen, teen, you're already in such a dark, energetic space. You're so angsty and everything in your body is in flux and hormones flying all over and there's confusion and there's peer pressure and it's just a tough time anyways. And then to throw these gifts on and you have like dark forces that are preying on the fact that they're going through some low vibe times, you can see some scary stuff. So yeah, it sounds like all fun and games to come in with these gifts, but it's not always. I don't want to keep up with that. No.
You know, I haven't seen anything of that nature, not much. Occasionally I hear some wacky stuff that I'm like, what? One of the darker ones, I was like, what should I do to, you know, in internal monologues? Like, what should I do to raise my vibes? Or if something along those lines, then you immediately hear, kill yourself. And you're like, oh, goody, it's one of them.
Yeah, yeah, stuff. Yeah, there's a, if they were my stories to tell, I would have some stories for you. But I don't want to share things without my daughter's permission. So when you're like, oh, I hear all this and that. And I'm like, that'd be so cool. And you're like, yeah. And then I get woken up in the night with scary stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
And then one night you wake up because I hear the kind of the weird pressure. Then I'm like, ha-ha, rolling over, going back to sleep.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And I'm so grateful that I can't speak to other lifetimes. I wonder. Well, anyways, let me finish that thought. I'm glad that in this lifetime, anyways, I seem to be a bit more protected from that kind of stuff. I'm kind of treated with velvet gloves and like being babied on this journey. Like, no, the goal here is to keep you as high vibe and open hearted as possible. We want you to grow and not be like.
Then you go watch that show. Look at you.
No.
Halting progress.
Yeah. No, that's not what I mean. Like, I don't want to watch scary ghost shows where creepy voices happen or scratches go down your back or stuff like that.
You go for good back scratching.
Me too, but not from an unseen entity.
At this point, it, wherever it comes from, I guess.
But I've had a few other lifetimes that I'm going to put it in the text here so you know who I'm talking about, but I'm not going to say it. Anyways, I've had a few, at least one other lifetime where the person was pretty tormented and like in and out of hospitals and everyone thought he was crazy. But I'm wondering if it's not because he saw and heard things that tormented him a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't just want to keep up the Joneses. Move at the pace you're supposed to.
Yes.
Not that you will. There's not a lot you can do, at least my experience up to this point, to break out of the pace you're on. Because you're on a path. You're on, like she says, on a contract. You know, be patient with yourself. Enjoy the experience because they're all experiences.
Yeah.
I mean, I go days, weeks with nothing happening. And then I go just where it's nonstop things. There's wackiness. I call it wackiness. It's experiences.
You know, and the thing is like, are they not happening or are you just so busy you're not noticing them?
I think it's more of that because the more I'm paying attention, I think a lot of it has always been. Mm-hmm. It just either I wasn't paying attention to it or I just assumed if this is normal, everybody
right.
does it.
The other thing that you have to remember when talking about these gifts is that every single thing that you experience someone else, even if they had the exact same gifts, the exact same recipe, when it was put into their physical body, they would experience it completely differently.
Perception.
And it's just like the physical and chemical and neurological makeup in that physical body. Like even if you are clairsentient and you have the ability to feel the yes and no answers or to feel whatever you're feeling. For example, I feel like waves of energy and bliss. You feel taps. I might feel a yes goes from my heart up through my jaw and a no goes like bloop down towards my armpit. I've had other people that are like, when I get a yes, I get like buzzing tingles on the back of my neck and a no, my left knee starts tingling. You know, I mean, it's different in every single physical body. So yeah, you have to take yourself out of the rat race. You have to take yourself out of that competitive spirit of, is theirs better than mine? I want as good as they have. And as my one boss, Jeff, used to say, because someone would be like, that's not fair. And he'd be like, fair is not everybody having the same thing. Fair is having what everybody needs. And so it's the same with your gifts. Like, you may not feel it the same as they feel it. You may not have it to the degree that you think they have it. But you have what you need and you have where you're supposed to be. And they may, if they heard about your gifts, they may wish that they were more like you. The reality of it.
Craziness.
And the things that have helped me, and I'm not suggesting you go out and spend your money and get readings or anything, but I'm just sharing my experiences. Two things helped me. First, when I got an Akashic Records reading, because I used to think, I really don't have any gifts. I know I kind of feel this thing a little bit, but I'm sure other people's are like way more than mine. And when I got my Akashic Records reading, she was just like, wow, it really came through that you are like super clairsentient. Your second one is, I think she said, clairaudient and then clairvoyant. And I'm like, that's exactly what I experienced. Okay, so I'm not crazy. And as you guys all know, I always have like super intense, clear, realistic dreams full of detail. She said something about one of my gifts is as a dream worker. She had another name for it, I thought. But anyways, I want to know more about that. What do I do with it? But I'm like, yes, that is true. And I started to see, I felt validated is the thing. The second thing that happened was when I had my reading with Jamie Butler. Now, Jamie Butler, girl, she's pricey. So I wouldn't suggest going out and spending your money on it, but it was worth it to me. She said a lot of things that validated me because I'm always pushing to meditate more, meditate longer. I want to optimize these gifts. I want to open up. I want to be of service. I want to like really develop. And I remember her saying something like, do you ever sleep? And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, oh my God, like I tapped into your energy and like your energy is so off the charts. Like your third eye is so like wide open. Do you ever turn it off? And I'm like, I don't even know how to turn it off. I just keep trying to like open it more. And she goes, you've gone to the like, got it wide open and you just kept going. And so now you're so flooded with information and with communication and with energy that it might be hard for you to discern what you're getting because it's a flood. Your guides said that they want you to have two modes, like sometimes on, off. They want you to learn how to turn it off. Put on the do not disturb sign, turn it off. And she's like, oh my gosh, like you're just so off the charts that I don't know how you get anything done. She's like, are you able to feel your own body? Like you are just so like energy, energy, energy. And I'm like, so I'm not imagining it. Because yeah, I feel it. I thought that was normal. And I was like, okay, show me what to do with it. Let's just keep going. And she's like, no, you have to learn how to turn it off. You're not imagining it. But like the faucet is wide open. Turn the knob down a little bit so that the flow is less. I still have not figured out how to do that. I don't know what to do about that, but.
Don't get in the comments asking, how can I kick mine wide open? Don't try to keep up. Do you?
Right. But it's because I was trying to keep up. Like if I want my gifts to be wide open. I want to be of service. I want to know how to use them. I am an overachiever. If you've only been watching this show for like a month, you know. I'm an overachiever. If you give me a task, I'm probably going to do it three times more than you asked me to because I think that's what is expected of me. And
so I need 12 tacos.
I'd probably come home with three different kinds of 24 tacos or something. Like, I'm not sure what you wanted. How hungry you were. So my point is that I did that to myself because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. And I wanted to be as good as other people who have gifts fully awakened. I was trying to reach that point. And I don't even know that all that was a conscious thought. It was just, I just thought that that's what you did. You just kept going. And what I learned in the end is I not only met my maximum potential, but then kept going but my maximum potential is never going to look like or feel like someone else's, because that's not me and that's not my purpose and that's not my gift, is what my gifts look like. So it's all learning lessons. The key is to find peace where you are and just fall in love with yourself. You know, you have to love who you are. And every morning I wake up, and when I'm saying my prayers and my gratitudes and all that, I always make sure to include myself. Thank you so much for this woman that I'm allowed to be and to experience, because how fucking cool is she? And I'm so grateful for her. Show me how to be a good steward of this life that I was given so that she can have the best time, reach her best potential, and really make a difference in the world. And that we should all just be grateful for who we are and how we are packaged and presented to this world.
Mornings sound amazing. I wake up, roll out of bed and go, fuck, I'm awake.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this shit again.
Oh, you have to love yourself.
I do. I go get tacos.
Well, that is part of loving yourself. Little treats here and there. In a true statement, though, and I know you know this, you're way too down on yourself sometimes.
Sometimes I am, yeah.
And I know I gas you up a lot, but it's not empty.
I appreciate it. It's just, you know, sometimes I can be. Sometimes I just do it jokingly. I did run across one lady. I didn't know anything about her. She was in a metaphysical store in Panama City Beach. I forget the name of it. But I was talking to her and we're just walking through the store and, you know, you have the crystals, your wands and anything and everything someone in this particular persuasion would want. And she just looks at me and she goes, stop talking down about yourself.
See?
It turns and keeps going. Hence anything to her. I'm like, yeah. So, you know, occasionally you do bump into people, but they got some real gifts. And then you can, that goes back to me talking about, I want to book this psychic or this medium. You got to be careful with that because there are some you people out there just going to get your money.
You really have to be careful because you don't know who you're talking to. Even if you're talking to someone valid, you don't know what kind of day they've had. You don't know where their vibes are at. There's nothing wrong with going to get these readings if that's what you want and your intuition is telling you that this is a safe place to be. But you have to take everything with a grain of salt. Judge it against your intuition.
Continuously ask for ever more money.
Oh, yeah. No, red flag.
Yes, I see this, but I'm going to need $20 more to go further. You you definitely have generational curses and five demons, but for 1995.
But for 1995, I will release them. Or it's actually more like for another 295, yeah. I will clear these attachments for you. Girl, be on your way.
I don't know if that lady's still there, but if you're in the Panama City Beach area, that metaphysical store is a very nice place. They did aura readings and other such there and had all sorts of goodies.
I always want someone to read my aura. Like, I always hoped that people watching my video that have those gifts would, like, comment, like, boy, your aura is popping today. I don't think it is today because I was watching those shows, but because I'm still a little sad. I'm not dark. My heart hurts for those people, and I'm sad about that show. But in general, you know, I mean, and there are days where I feel it. I can feel my aura is popping, but I'm surprised that nobody's ever done that.
She did that there. I've run into the people that take the pictures. I actually got my daughter's picture this weekend on doing that. She saw that's it. She's cool. Like, oh, I'm gonna do the picture. I'm like, okay.
That's cool. Yeah. And I always wondered, I know that one time I still lived in the apartments. So this was like 6-7 years ago. I know that I was sitting on the couch meditating. And there was a period of time where I would meditate. Like, I would come home from work. I'd get home around 5:30. And I would probably meditate until bedtime, like hours. I couldn't not do it. I felt compelled to do it. Like, if I tried to not, and I still have moments of this sometimes, but if I tried to not, like, it's an energy that just comes and sits on my head. I can't keep my eyes open. Like, they're going, meditate now. You know, you don't have a choice. I remember it was when they first started preparing me to channel and I could feel these energies. And anyways, I can't even describe what I was feeling. But I remember Amelia was sitting at the kitchen table doing her homework. And when I woke up, she's like, how are you feeling? And I'm like, and it wasn't woke up when it came out of meditation. And I'm like, I'm awesome. Why? And she's like, I expected you to like explode into gold dust from what I was. She goes, I've been having a whole conversation with Maddie, my other daughter. And she's like, I was sending her pictures and we were watching you on FaceTime because they could both see my aura. And she's like, I have never seen it look like this before. I'm kind of freaking out. And I'm like, well, what did it look like? And she's like, oh my God, you went through so many colors. It was like this bright green and then this bright, it wasn't purple, but like a lavender. And then it just turned into gold, white and gold, glittery, just big.
Goldschlager. Yeah.
And Goldschlager never made me feel like that. And
I order.
She's like, it just kept getting, and it was like pulsating, and like the beautiful, these love waves were coming off of it. And she goes, I've never seen anything like it. And I'm like, that's how it felt. That's how it felt too, all of that. Anyways, I'm always curious what people see in my aura. And like, if you can see these, feel free to leave me comments anytime you want and tell me what my aura is looking like at that time. I saw a TikTok of a lady today who said, I can see these auras, but I'm always afraid to leave that on people's videos because I don't want them to think I'm weird. And I'm like, embrace your weirdness.
100% I get that, because occasionally I'll have, whether it be the clairaudience or an image, you just can't rock up to tell people this. They're going to look at you like you're nuts. It's like, I just saw this old lady and she had gray hair and started describing, and they're like, gam, gam. But you know,
yeah. Well, just so you guys know, you have my consent. Like, give me all of it. Anytime you want. I'm good. I find it all so interesting and fascinating.
Well, same here. Tell me, but you know, I'm never going to do that to people, especially people I don't know. Hell, even people I do know, some of them will be like, I think we're going to have to burn you at the stake.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes I'll be talking to people and I'm like, now, come on. You and I both know that you are lying your ass off right now. But like, okay, I'm not going to say nothing. I'll just keep smiling and like, We both know you're not being honest, but okay. You know, and I wouldn't tell them, whoever it was, you know, I wouldn't do that. So I get it. Now, some people, if I know you well enough, I'd be like, oh, come on now. You and I both know.
Once I got a haircut, man, then I went home and I was trying to sleep and I just kept hearing her name over and over and over. I'm like, what? And, you know, back then I was still playing at the pendulum. So I got on the pendulum and started asking questions. And so the next time I saw her, I kind of relayed some of what I got. I'm trying to fall asleep and it's her name. Just her mother had recently passed.
Mm, that's why.
So I'm like, oh, goody. I crossed paths and her mom was like, you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Well, you know, if I pass, I'm going to be trying to communicate with all kinds of people. So I get it. I'm
leaving immediately.
No, you're not.
See you guys soon. I'm out.
See, this is one of those moments where I'll call you out and go, we both know you're lying. You wouldn't stick around and like see your daughter.
Maybe for a brief moment and then I'm out. You know, if you look at time and the flow, the other side, you know, she'll be there before long.
Well, this is true. I don't know.
It may seem like years to her, but it'll be moments to us.
I think this goes back to something you told me a long time ago about how you never ask for many details because you're just not that nosy and you don't want to pry. And so I'm like, I would want all the details. And you're like, I'm not.
This is your journey, little one.
Yeah. And so.
All if you need me. Just. Yeah.
I think I have FOMO in that regard. Like, I would want to see how they're doing. I want to be there to support them and to root them on, even from the spirit side.
Yeah, you can still probably from there, but it's, you know, I'm not crossing over because I'm going to stay here.
I think that you can cross over and still peek
maybe,
in.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
I don't have those
opinion.
Memories or knowledge.
Yeah, I think it's my opinion that you can cross over and primarily live on the other side, but you could still pop in to like take a peek and to root them on at big moments and things like that. And that's what I mean. I don't mean I would stay here and be earthbound. That's not what I mean.
No, I would definitely love to re-arrive just at the moments before passing. And that way when, you know, she's confused and here I am.
Did you see that TikTok I sent you the other day of that baby where she's like, you know, asking about reincarnation and if their grandma.
Oh, no, I thought it was going to be the other one. It's like, do you remember being born? No, but I remember crawling out the depths of hell. Like,
gotcha. No, it was this little baby in a high chair. I don't know. They're maybe 8 or 9 months old. They're not talking. She's like, I don't remember the baby's name. Let's just call him Jackson. Jackson, tilt your head to the side if reincarnation was real and you were reincarnated. And the baby smiled and went, and she's like, were you my grandma in your last life? And the baby's like, and she's like, were you grandpa? And he just looked at her and she's like, is reincarnation fake? And he just looks at her and she's like, were you grandma? And he's like, and takes to the picture in the hallway of grandma hanging there, and the baby's like, oh, I'm touching the picture, and looks at her and like tilting the head and all that. And I was just like, that's so cool. Whether it's coincidence or real, like, I think it's probably real, but very cool. Very, very cool. So yeah, you have to celebrate who you are, where you are. And you know, this just came to my mind. When I was first learning about reincarnation and like some of the various lifetimes, some of the skills and the gifts that these people had in those lifetimes, I wanted that. You know, you hear about these like kids that can play the violin from this other lifetime. They've had that kind of stuff. And I'm like, well, if that person was an artist, I want more of that. Like, I want to tap into that gift. And I kept being told, no, you don't get to do that because that you've already done that. And that's not what you're here for. And which is true. And there's value in that and learning to be content where you are and make the most of what you have. But a part of that FOMO and that like keeping up with the Joneses, I'm like, I want to have access to that. Just let me remember it. I do get to experience that in dreams. Sometimes I had one just a few nights ago, but yeah, I don't get any of that.
Are you with like shish kebabs? Are you good at scaring?
And barbecue flames.
See, you know, the whole keeping up with the Joneses. I have little bitty fragments of memories of things,
yeah,
but not to hers, what she remembers. And so in the beginning, when I would hear it, I was like, damn it, I don't remember stuff, but I've come to terms with it. I remember some stuff. More of what I get is feelings. Like something will happen and I'll have this weird feeling about it.
Like nostalgia, like, or?
The big one, I've talked to you about this before, is I was watching people play music and, you know, people who play in a group, a choir, a band, orchestra, there's a feeling when everything's in unison and you're performing together, all the pieces are coming together. And I have that feeling and I can feel it strong. I do not know how to play an instrument. I have never been in a band. I have never been in an orchestra. I don't know, but I have those in there. And so occasionally I run into stuff like that where I shouldn't have this, but it's there.
Yeah. That's how I felt about, well, a few countries in Western Europe, like about France, about Scotland. I would see pictures or something. I would feel this feeling, this nostalgia or this memory. I had a memory for something I never experienced. I had a memory for something that wasn't real to Veronica. And yeah, I get it. Very interesting.
Oh, keep up. Just be happy with what you got.
Yeah, you have
to. Because what you got, somebody else will look at you and say, man, that looks amazing.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be content where you are and you have to make the most of this lifetime. Don't squander it. Don't squander this lifetime because you're here for a reason and to have these experiences. Maximize those experiences and that potential for this character, this avatar that you have created and that you came here to play. You know, if you're playing this game, but you're trying to play it in with the rules of another game that you play, with the gifts and aspects of another character on another game that you have, you're not going to get very far over here. You have to make the most of where you are because you are so special. You're so unique and you're so perfect and you're so special, even when you think you're not. You know, even if you feel you're imperfect, you are perfectly imperfect. You were created to be that specific brand of imperfection. Just like me with my squirrely brain, you know? I mean, I can get a lot of shit done and I can have some magical ideas and I'm a big thinker. I'm an idea person. And like, there's never been anything that I cannot accomplish if I decide that's what I'm going to try to do because that's my magic. And I'm not saying this to be arrogant at all. That's not my point. My point is like recognizing your strengths. What's so funny?
I ran into a new coworker like that. And they're like, I just can't calm down because, you know, I am a genius. And Jesus.
I'm not saying I'm a genius.
It's like, I guess the rest of us are dumbasses.
No. What I'm saying is that one of what I would consider my flaws is my ADHD. My whole life, what I would consider my flaws is my ADHD and the fact that I have such squirrel brain and I'm always like all over. But at the same time, if I look at things, most of my life, I was not willing to claim or acknowledge were gifts or strengths because I never wanted to sound arrogant. But if I'm honest and I take an honest look, at this. I'm not a genius. I'm overflowing with perseverance. I'm very resilient. There's a good dose of ego in there too that does not like failure. I'm so competitive. And I don't want someone else to accomplish it when it was my idea and I was just too lazy to see it through.
Ego's not all bad. It helps.
Yeah. Who called it the zone of genius? When you acknowledge what your gifts are and you operate and you have your career or whatever inside that bubble of where your strengths lie, that is your zone of genius. And every person has one. So when I'm in my zone of genius, I know that I can, when I choose to be, I can be a very good teacher. I can be very charismatic. People like me. If I turn it on, like I can draw you to me and make you like me. I have a way of relating to people on a very human level. And I have a way of humbling myself and sharing my reality as a human in a way that you can relate to. And when you combine all of those factors, combine those with my talents of creating and being a go-getter. I don't know. It's like this melting pot of whatever that the universe uses to make shit happen and to make special things and to like change the world. And it's not any one of those little things in particular, but it's just all of it together kind of combines to make this little magic explosion, like, and it can be special when I'm willing to operate inside of that zone. And if I spent my time, because none of those gifts in particular are all that special. If I spent my life going, but I want to know, I mean, she's a ballerina. How fucking cool is that? Or they can surf, or, you know, they are a supermodel, or they have the perfect body. Or if I squandered my life on what I perceived to be other people's strengths or assets or whatever, I would miss out on all the magic that makes this woman this woman. You have a way of making people relate to you and putting them at ease immediately because you are witty and you are humble and you, with your self-deprecating humor that you could take too far sometimes, like quit dogging on yourself. But you put people at ease and you have such a quick mind that humbles me sometimes.
I used to think I have a quick mind. I really don't believe that anymore. I really think that's just a clear audience. I just took credit for it for years.
Right. Well, that's okay too. I got
joke writers built in. It happens. Something hilarious will just jump in there. I die laughing. Then I share it. You know, I just used to think I was really fast-witted, but now I'm like, damn, I got writers in there, like, hit him with this one.
Well, you know, that's the thing about having your guides on your team is that, like, it takes a village to make one of these simple little lifetimes happen. It takes a village. It takes a whole team of, and we probably don't even know all of it, but all the guides and all
the... Yeah, 99% you don't know.
The guides and the councils and all the things that go into making and creating and writing the screenplay for and making the contracts and like making this little life happen that you are convinced is insignificant. It was specifically and divinely chosen for you to have this experience. You have to just appreciate it, become content where you are. You have to be willing, not egoically, not conceitedly and narcissistically, but you have to appreciate the beauty and the magic of who you are. Because every single one of you are full of magic. You are special and you have something to offer the world, even if you think you don't. Yeah, don't worry about keeping up with other people. Caffeine helps.
I'll tell you a zinger I got hit with today. Yeah. I was at my desk doom scrolling between tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And I clicked on, I was people you may know. I was like, who's this? Clicked on it. And the voice immediately goes, you just want to see her butt. I'm like,
well, did you? I mean, are they honest? See?
I mean, it was an attractive person, but you know, how many people actually have just butt pictures on their Facebook? I mean, well, honestly, how many?
What I mean.
Like, that was definitely a zinger at me. It's probably like, yeah, you just want to see her butt. I'm like,
Well, that's the question I was asking, I think, was that do you think that they were just making zingers and like teasing you, prodding you?
He looked
you?
Like he goes to the gym.
Or
you
is it your
out.
Subconscious like speaking some truth to you? Do you know what I'm saying? Was it a zinger?
You know, I can't, when it's in my own tone, I honestly can't really tell you where it's coming from. But usually when it shoots in that quick, I associate that with the spirit guides because it's one of those snap, just lightning hit.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like when they're talking, it happens so lightning fast that your brain didn't have time to come up with it.
Yeah, because you just want to see the butt. I'm like,
instant. Yeah, instant.
But that's, you know, we talked about in the last one. Have you ever seen me just laughing when I'm alone? That's something like that's happened. Just a lightning hit. And like,
oh my gosh. So yeah, I get these comments a lot on my videos and in messages, you know, like, I want to have a Kundalini awakening. I want to have Kriyas. And I'm thinking,
and me too.
Like, dude, be careful what you're asking for. If you haven't had one, either you're not doing the work to get one or spirit has deemed that it's not right for you.
Or you might be like me, and some of this probably has happened. You just didn't know what it was.
Oh, you'd know. I have no doubt you'd know the Kundalini awakening anyways. Like, but like me, it was powerful, but it wasn't unpleasant. Other people, and like my Kriyas, if you don't know what a Kriya is, it's when your body moves your body in certain ways to facilitate energy movement in order to help open and heal and all the things. Mine in particular have always been rather smooth. And like when I'm meditating, like my head will turn or it'll go like in a figure eight, and it's not voluntary. It spirit's moving me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I've experienced this. Didn't know what it was.
Oh, well, see. Okay, so you've had that. But some people, theirs can be really almost violent. And their Kundalini awakenings, like mine was, whoa, was it intense? I didn't know what was happening. I had no idea what was happening, so it scared the crap out of me. But it wasn't unpleasant. It was blissful. But some people, it can be almost a traumatic event, lands them hospitalized in the psych ward for a while, or has this whole existential crisis happening. Like, you get what you need. You get what needed to happen. But, like, be careful what you ask for. Maybe you haven't had it yet because you're not ready for it. So be content where you are and just know that everything is planned just for you and for what you're supposed to have. And suffering only comes from expectation. So when you place expectations on what's going to happen and what you're experiencing, you're going to create your own suffering, because then you're going to be feeling like you're lacking or you're missing out on something or it's not good enough. Release the judgment and release the expectation and just learn how to be content and to just be where you are, because where you are is perfect. It's where it's at. It's where you're supposed to be.
Don't let lose sight of boundaries and letting go of all that. Because I would definitely love to hear more clairaudience, like external clairaudience. But I always tell them, not when I'm sleeping.
Right.
Don't wake me up for that.
And that goes back to what Jamie Butler was telling me about learning to turn it off. Because I'm like, how do you do that? Like, it's so automatic. I don't say, okay, I'm on now. Come show me some clairsentience. Like 24/7 energy is just flowing. I can tell differences in energies, but like is always present. Like right now, the whole left side of my face, because left is my receiving side, but something is here. And like the whole left side of my face feels like it's glowing.
See, same. I'm, you know, I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
But I like it.
She got it.
And she said to set boundaries. She said, imagine, you can do it a number of ways. Like in your mind, imagine you're like a taxi cab with its light on. You're open for service. Turn the light off. Imagine that you have a storefront with an open sign in the window. Flip it to closed. And say, our hours of operation are Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We will see you then.
See, I'm just so fat. When you were talking about that, I was thinking about a Brazilian steakhouse with a red and green coaster. I'm like, nah, keep that on green. Bring me them cuts.
Yeah, you have to learn how to set boundaries. And so there have been times where I've done that at night. If you mess with my sleep, I get cranky. I don't like my sleep messed with. I will be pleasant all day long. Just a big bubble of love. But like, you fuck with my sleep, I get cranky.
So that's not my problem with it. Mine is the times it has happened, it's been creepy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like being touched, the bed moving, you know, the voice. It's kind of like, do that in the light, please.
Well, I've asked about that too. I'm like, why do you guys always mess with me at night? And a lot of it happens at night anyways, no matter what I say or do. That's just when it happens. But I'm used to it at this point so that if it's just the same old status quo energy work, I sleep right through it most of the time now. But if it's something new or someone different that comes in and just the mere presence of their energy, it wakes me up. It sounds different. I hear it, feels different. It acts different.
If they're sentient, so I do get that.
I have set boundaries and I'm just like, no, you need to go. Or there have been times where I've said, you know what? Not tonight, guys. I'm super tired. I really don't want to be woken up. Please don't let anyone or anything in this room or in my energetic space that is not one of my immediate guides or my angel, like, not tonight. And they, for the most part, to my mind, they typically respect that. I've only done it a few times since she told me to start doing that. There are times where sometimes during work, I have to stop because they like to show up right in the middle of my work day. And like, I start feeling like stoned and I can't see straight. And I'm just like, and they're going, meditate, go to sleep. We're going to work on you. And I'm like, look,
working.
The human has to human. I need you to wait. Give me until I'm off work and then I will check in with you. Then we can meditate. That's often why I've been doing my live meditate with me is a lot of time I do them at like, right soon when I get off work because 5 o'clock comes and they're like, all right, we're back. And it's like smacking me in the face with the energy. So anyways, you have to just appreciate who you are. But as you were saying, that's where we were going with this. Don't be afraid to set boundaries. Yeah.
Wake you up doing creepy stuff.
Or not. Or
I don't know if it's them or not. You know, could be or, fun stuff.
Or just intense stuff. My guides pretty much have access to me anytime they want. New beings or someone just passing through, not so much. I think I have pretty good boundaries on that for the most part. They're not welcome. Once in a while, I'll call on somebody, you know, like a celebrity that passed or, you know, somebody I have a question for or an ancestor. I'll be thinking about my grandma, stuff like that. They can come anytime they want, like my family. Other than that, I just want my team in here.
There it is.
So what do you guys think about all this?
Questions, comments, thoughts, concerns.
Do you have areas where you find yourself with a little bit of fear of missing out and keeping up with the Joneses and you want what they have or you want it in the way they have it? Or I think we all do.
We're jealous of those enormous gifts. Envious of big assets.
Oh, my goodness. But let us know your thoughts. Send us a text. Leave us a voicemail. You can get us on. Sorry, I'm hitting my camera. You can get us on Instagram.
Stop, you're shaking mine now.
I reached all the way, like several states away, and I'm like shaking your camera.
Yeah, I was in a state of denial.
How is the weather down there? You guys are having bad tornadoes and stuff. I saw on the
news. It's sunny today, nice and warm.
Knock on wood.
Yesterday was kind of trash. Can barely see driving, tornadoes hitting the buildings around here.
Yeah. It's been pretty stormy all day here. So hopefully, you know, I request the most benevolent outcome that we would both stay safe and intact and protected from the bad weather, that we would do
that's
well.
That's why I have a basement.
Yeah, well, I want you to still have an upstairs to come back to.
That's why we have insurance. You mitigate things you cannot control.
Oh. Well, I don't have so much insurance anymore. I do have insurance, but it's like the bare minimum. It's, you know, with autos, you know, you get the general. I like the general of the house insurance because
I'm going to hit you with that deductible and you're like, fuck.
Because I had like my fireplace had caught on fire and they had to rebuild it. And then the pergola had been destroyed and they had to rebuild it and replace my siding. It wasn't destroyed, but you know what I mean. And then when it was come time to renew my homeowner's insurance for the year, they were like, yeah, you've had a couple of claims. We're going to choose not to renew with you.
Yeah, when that happens, it's bad because no one else will take you either.
That's why I'm saying I have this. They have the ones that have to take you, but they give you very bare minimum.
Oh, I know. And it's bad rates, too. That happened to me a few years back.
Yeah, it happened to me. That's where I am right now. But I think I can actually come out of it now because they said.
I hope you get my experience. State Farm is the one who did it to me.
They're
so
awful.
We went through that. Got to the end where I could finally get a decent insurance again. I guess then my former agent, because I completely left everything auto, left. call and say, hey, do you want to come back to State Farm? And I just unloaded on them. It's like, look, I was with you for over 20 years. Not a single claim. Storms came through.
Right.
I had to replace my roof and a water pipe burst a little bit later on. And you guys kicked me off. And so for the next 4 or 5 years, I was paying wild premiums. Yeah, I went off.
Yeah. And so I think I can technically go back on normal insurance now. I should check into that. I had to wait for one or two to, because I had two pergolas and a fireplace. I had to wait for them to fall off, at least one of them. And I think it did in February. So I could probably.
Maybe some money.
I could probably. The rates actually haven't been bad, but the coverage is awful. I think it's only like $1,000 or $1,200 a year. I mean, the rates haven't been horrible, but for the coverage you get, kind of.
Very much.
Huh?
Won't cover much.
Yeah. No, they don't cover much. So do you have a home warranty? I need one. I need house to find a old. Good one here. Really?
I think. I don't know. It's an old house.
Check into it. Because
at least that the guy that floats with the walls, that's what he tells me.
When I lived in Arizona, I rented and the owners of the house had a home warranty. Oh my God, it covered everything. All they had to do was pay a copay, like a deductible, like when you go to the doctor's office. It wasn't much, but just in the few years I lived there, this home warranty company replaced our refrigerator, the stove, they fixed the air conditioner.
Okay.
They fixed the air conditioner numerous times. They replaced, I don't know, two or three different other things. And each time they had to come out, the homeowners just paid a copay and they came and fixed everything. Our pool pump.
So I had that twisted. I thought you were like a warranty from the, you know, the construction company.
It's No. No,
I see what you're saying now.
Yeah. And so you sign up and then whenever something in your house breaks or goes bad, you just pay a copay and then the warranty company pays for the fix. So here in Ohio, when I bought my house, I did get one, but it was trash. I had paid extra for the coverage for the pool, for the sump pump. And then I had had another refrigerator in the garage for overflow, like extra food. And I was paying for that. And then something went wrong with my sump pump. And they wouldn't fix it. They're like, oh, yeah, we do, but not that part. And I'm like, and then something else had happened and they wouldn't fix that either. And I'm like, you guys are garbage. So I didn't renew, but I need to find a good one because they are definitely worth the money. For sure.
I just fix it myself mostly.
Who's bragging now? I'm a man.
I didn't say it was done well. It was me and YouTube and some duct tape. Don't ever think that's like, oh, he did a quality job.
No, I'm just thinking you're capable. Like, I fix a lot of stuff,
everybody's capable.
I'm capable of fixing a lot of things, but it frustrates me that I often don't have the physical strength. Like, I just opened a new bottle of ketchup. I couldn't even get the freaking lid off the ketchup. I was so angry. I tried everything.
You need to go to the gym, bro, and get your gains.
You know, and so you're just like, I'm a man. I can fix things. I got the strength. And I'm like,
all about strength. Sometimes it's, you know, fitting into those little, you know, crawl spaces and
yeah.
Crawling under houses.
See, I'm not afraid to get dirty, and I do as much as I physically can around here. I do a lot, but some things I notice, especially the older I get, I'm not old, Jay.
I didn't say this.
You say it often, but the older I get, the less strength I have. I used
You're
to be
a celebrated ancestor.
You know what, motherfucker? You're pushing me. You're challenging my chipper disposition. Anyways, the older I get, I notice that I'm losing some strength and I need to.
Oh, it happens.
Yeah, I need to do something about it because I ain't happy about that. It pisses me off when I can't be self-reliant and capable.
So I felt the first week I started going back to the gym after so many years, all that strength was gone.
You've been going. You're doing really well.
Slowly rebuilding. But yeah, all the strength I once had. Mm-mm.
Well, you know, You were in the army a long time ago.
I know, back when, you know, we had horses and we're still expanding out west.
Like Lewis and Clark. Oh, my gosh.
Flintlock rifle. Yeah.
You and me, we're on the Oregon Trail together.
I know, you were on the boat coming over to the New World. I was already here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I won't make you suffer any longer with an old lady like me, you know. We can be done.
Well, thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you for hanging out with us. And if you have anything to add, we would love to hear your comments and your thoughts. Leave them below. As usual, we love you and we're grateful for you. And I hope you have the best week ever. Bye. Mm-hmm.